Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
Thank you, Dave. Gosh, it's already different. It really is. Our Griselda Medina is in the house. Woo! She hasn't been here for so long. She's been doing her regular daytime gig. And then Thursday nights, it's GHP Radio. She does so much in the way of marketing and promotion for Hybrid Jazz, and she's here today. So it may be a surprise when Beach rolls into the chat room and sees her. Yay! So excited. We have a friend, an old friend, joining us today. Oh, we're so excited because whenever Christian Big New York Dimasonas comes to call, he's always got something important to say. He's got a big show to match Big New York coming up on the second day of August, and he's going to talk about that and a couple of interesting things that I'm just learning lately. He is full of surprises. Trust me, the third hour of the show is not going to be boring whatsoever. Hopefully the first two won't be either. We've got some great music, and I'm going to tell you about some awesome guests coming up in the next few weeks. It's just crazy. The show is taking care of itself these days. We're going to start off as we usually do, if we don't have a guest during the top of the hour, with something that is classic. Shirley Scott from Philadelphia, y'all, with Stanley Turrentine and Rapid Shave on Hybrid Jazz. Thank you. This is Hybrid Jazz.
Just like a kiss from mama or a brand new dollar.
It reminds me of you.
Just like a sunny day giving birth with
it
no pain.
It reminds me of you.
Just like a Christmas morning or an eagle soaring. Like some lemonade on a lazy Saturday.
It reminds me of you.
Every now and then I ask myself, did I stumble upon heaven's angel? Do I understand what I really got here? I thought about it, girl, and this is what I came up with. Everything in this world that's good, it reminds me of you. And everything that makes me feel good, yeah, it reminds me of you. Like a seat in first class with a champagne glass. Or like some brand new clothes from the finest store.
It reminds me of you.
Every now and then I ask myself, did I stumble upon heaven's angel? Do I understand what I really got here? I thought about it, girl, and this is what I came up with. Everything in this world that's good, it reminds me of you. And everything that makes me feel good, it reminds me of you.
All that you
I love that song. Love that song. So dig that man's voice. That is Eric Nolan. Now, if that name rings a bell to you, you might want to dip back several years to when Gerald Levert was still with us. Oh, man, I miss him so much. The Father and Son Tour, Eddie and Gerald Levert, and there was Eric Nolan. After doing some toiling in the fields for a long time, because Eric is a seasoned professional. Can you read between the lines there? He was starting out in Cleveland, Ohio, started out early too, been singing for a long time, and was doing background vocals for Dennis Edwards of the Temptations. Actually was in the movie The Fighting Temptations, and because of his work with Gerald and Eddie, he auditioned for and got into the OJs. So there's been a lot of time spent with the OJs, and now Eric is wanting to do his own thing. So that song right there is called Reminds Me, and it's from his Mood Swing CD, which just dropped on the 20th, and you can find it on Amazon. That's where I found it. Probably available in other places, but that's the single from Mood Swing, Eric Nolan. Love it! We heard the first Groove School song of the day from Limited Edition. It's hard to believe now. It's going back to 2010 for that CD. Yeah. The song that you heard was Cognac. Had to play it because Christian Dimasonas has made a big deal out of saying, not even in the past 24 hours, more than that, over the past several years. When Limited Edition first came out, I was doing a show that was to the north of where I am now in Harford County on terrestrial radio. So he loved the idea of me bandying about the word hybrid. So he used it to describe what Groove School does. And he said, past 24 hours, Trish, I owe you one. Well, actually, that is not really the case because I don't have any coinage on the word hybrid, but it sure would be nice to be making some money. But I wanted to play Cognac for you, the title of that song, of course, because of Hennessy Cognac. So I'm thinking to myself, well, if there's money to be made, can't do the Hennessy Cognac. That's already taken. But if we were to do the Hennessy Hybrid Cognac, maybe we could make a little dime or two, you think? Pipe dreams. Yeah. We started off with Shirley Scott from her Queen of the Organ. That's the name of the LP from back then, 1965. Actually, there's a few variations on a theme. You can find that in a couple of different places. If you're fortunate enough to find a Shirley Scott Greatest Hits, that would be great. But there was also the great live sessions from back then. And I think what they did was, and it's hard to decipher, honestly, when you're doing research about some of these classics, some particular researcher has put forth some information, and another researcher will put forth more. So Queen of the Organ apparently is, I guess, a compilation of a couple of different sources of material. In any case, if you can get your mitts on it, that's wonderful, because some of this Shirley Scott stuff is pretty rare. She, along with Stanley Turrentine, her husband at the time, but they divorced through the years. There was something magical about their musical chemistry, though, undeniable. Stanley would listen to what she would do on that Hammond, and he would counter with his saxophone. And then they had some other astounding people in this little assembly, Otis Candy Finch on drums, and Bob Cranshaw, who was still walking among us at the age of 81. This must have been hot. Recorded at the Front Room in Newark, New Jersey in 1964 and released in 1965. I just thought about this today because I wanted to verify birth dates and dates that Shirley and Stanley passed away. Stanley died in 2000 and Shirley died in 2002. Now, you know what? I don't care what anybody says. If you have had a soulmate in your life, and even if you divorce, those feelings linger. Even though you might not have gotten along during the time that you were together, you do not disseminate what was so strong. So that's very telling. A couple of years apart, yeah, a lot to be said for true love, isn't there? Christian Dimasonas with us in the third hour of the show. Big New York has news, and you know what he has? He thinks it's the first time I will have done this, but that's not the case. He sent me something this morning. It's a snippet of a song, and it's a pretty lengthy snippet of a song. So he said, I'll bet you this is the first time you've done this. No, but it's going to be really cool to be able to give this to you because it will feature some of the cats that he'll have with him in Virginia on the 2nd of August. So that's pretty exciting news. And we'll have more tracks from Groove School, too, here on Hybrid Jazz. Let's do something from our new buddy, shall we? On the show not that long ago, he was so energetic and so sweet. God, this man is talented. Of course he is. You don't get to play in a band with Prince unless you're the best. Philip Lassiter from Dreams, a song featuring two of the guys from Take Six, Liquid in Love.
Oh,
Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
My heart is sad and lonely. For you I sigh, for you, dear, only. Why haven't you seen it? I'm all for you, body and soul.
I spent my days in a hunger and wondering why it's you from me. I tell you, I mean it. I'm all for you, body and soul.
I can't believe it, it's hard to conceive it, that you turn away romance. Oh,
are you pretending it looks like the ending, unless I can have one more chance to cry day?
My life a wreck you're making.
You know I'm yours, but just a second.
Ending. It looks like the ending, unless I can have one more chance to prove, dear.
My life a wreck you're making.
You know I'm yours for just the taking.
I'm telling you, it got me last night, and it almost got me again. Woo! That tune was, whoa, gosh, the last one that Amy Winehouse recorded. She recorded it in March of 2011. By July 23rd, she was gone. Here's this 27-year-old girl and this this legend in his 80s who bonded so strongly that Tony Bennett was absolutely distraught for days when he realized that she had died. Amazing. It's been 3 years. Just so crazy. And this song was so strong from Tony's Duets 2 project that Body and Soul entered the charts. And that made Tony Bennett at that time the oldest person to have ever charted on Billboard. Pretty special stuff. Tony, by the way, will be 88 on the 3rd of August. Yeah. Amazing. And I think that it's still the case, but when last I checked, and this is according to Mitch Winehouse, the ever-loving father of Amy, and I know that Janice, the mom, has a hand in this as well. Both have books about their daughter, by the way. But the single, Body and Soul, the proceeds go to the Amy Winehouse Foundation so that younger people can understand and be helped with their addictions. Pretty phenomenal stuff. Anthony Dominic Benedetto. Oh, gosh, if you are listening to this somehow, some way, live or in the archives, know how beloved you are. Mm. Oh, yeah, this is an aside, too. Whew! Yeah. 9/14, which is Amy's birthday, I suppose that is when Body and Soul was released on her 28th, which would have been her 28th birthday. A lot going on in 2011. Some of it was good, some of it not at all. In the middle of that, Jean-Luc Ponty, the violinist and composer who changed so much as far as what we know of fused music, beloved of George Duke, by the way. Man, the last time that George was on Hybrid Jazz, woo! He talked about Jean-Luc Ponty, and do you remember that story? George wanted to put something in the mail so that Jean-Luc Ponty would know that George was serious about working with him, and lo and behold, it's so cool. First, Jean-Luc played the 1967 Monterey Jazz Festival. There were many, including Frank Zappa, who wanted him to move to the States from his native France. He did, eventually, bringing his wife and his family. So his debut was when he was 22 years old. George and he got together, and what, 1969? It was the Jean-Luc Ponty experience with the George Duke Trio. So George got his wish, and then they all worked together, Frank and George and Jean-Luc, and I know that Mr. Ponty, or Dr. Ponty at this point, whatever accolades he has thrown at him, because there have been many through the years, he'll be 72 in September, and we'll recall those days when he did Enigmatic Ocean really, really well, because those were some of the best memories. Man, late 60s, early 70s. Mirage is the name of the song that you heard there. And we heard Philip Lassiter from Dreams, three or so Z's in the back of Dreams. This is newer, past couple of months, yep, June. Arranger, composer, trumpeter extraordinaire. Whew, his follow-up to a project that he called Filthy. I love that. Very, very church-oriented kind of guy, but you know what? This one had to spread his wings and fly, as is the case so often. Liquid in Love, the name of that song featuring Mark and Joey Kibble from Take Six. Philip is going to be on the World Cafe on the 12th of September, which is in Philadelphia, with some of the kinfolk that I know. WXPN is the base, the radio station there, so I know he's pretty excited, doing the tour dates with Prince. Always taking pictures on the road, by the way. And if you get a chance to know Philip at all, he will always make sure that you know of people that he absolutely believes in. And I'm just going to tell you, I wasn't going to tell you about this, but you know what? What the heck? He is a real big champion of Corey Henry. You look up Snarky Puppy, and you'll find out about Corey Henry. So now I'm interested in Corey because Philip made sure that I knew about him. So don't be surprised by any guests that you hear about here on Hybrid Jazz. And by the way, they will include Alex Snydman, who's coming up next week, a couple of guests, actually. David P. Stevens is coming on the last day of the month. Got a brand new project out. And Kenny Wesley is also going to be here. I'm very excited because not only does Kenny have a very successful single out with Micah Chevalier, But also, Kenny's going to be part of the Christian DeMasones event happening on the 2nd of August in Virginia. Kenny is D.C.-based, has a lot of ties internationally, and this is going to be an all-star assembly of talent in Woodbridge at K2. So anxious to hear more about that. Let's play some more tunage for you, shall we? This gentleman was with us last week and played with the Mars Fortet on Tuesday at Bethesda Blues and Jazz. We'll be back with the Mars Fortet. Some folks from the beautiful Maryland Jazz Summer Camp that Jimmy and Helen Sung were a part of. Helen Sung just with us on Tuesday. She'll be with Jimmy on Friday night, and we'll tell you where coming up. I know. You got to take notes for all of this. Jimmy Heslip with his good friend, longtime friend, Joe Vanelli, brother to Gino. This is called Nightfall from 2011. Told you a lot was going on that year. Title track on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. This is so beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you. Hooray for love, let's give it three hearty cheers. Hooray for love, feeling better than I've been in years. I used to give love two thumbs down, but I'm all rave since you've been around. Funny what a pair of eager lips can do. Hooray for love, there's a feeling in the air like spring. Hooray for love, I got a crazy little urge to sing, sing, sing. I've never been lucky in love before, but I hit it big when you walked in the door and threw your arms around me, wonderful you. She took my heart and broke it, made me want to lock it away. But you built a fire and stoked it down in my soul, burning out of control. Hooray for love, the sweet, sexy, and sublime. Hooray for love, you found me just in time. I was all ready to be a monk, down in the dumps in an awful funk. Now I'm shouting to the stars above, hooray for love. Took my heart and broke it, made me want to lock it away. But you built a fire and stoked it down in my soul, burning out of control. Hooray for love, the sweet, sexy, and sublime. Hooray for love, you found me just in time. I was all but ready to be a monk, down in the dumps in an awful funk. Now I'm shouting to the stars above, hooray for love. Yeah, I'm shouting to the stars above, hooray for love.
Done two more minutes, that would have been fine with all of us. Curtis Stigers, oh yes. The CD that came out in April, Hooray for Love. 23 years in his recording career, and let me tell you something, he's got a new lease on life, because this is what happens when you fall in love. That's what he did. He had a long-term relationship, and that ended so sadly. It's life, what can we say? And for a little while, he swore that he was going to be single, but he found somebody, and this whole CD reflects the joy of discovery. Woo! So nice. Singer, sax man, songwriter, Boise-based. I'm talking about Idaho, y'all. Born in Hollywood, but then raised in Boise, and he came back so that his daughter could have real roots. And by the way, if you are a Sons of Anarchy fan, that's Curtis Stigers singing the song. I didn't know that until this morning. Of course, I don't watch it. It kind of scares me, even the title, but just so you know, that's him. Curtis says that jazz has always been about reinvention. Of course, there were some folks, when this CD came out, they went, oh, yeah, jumping on the jazz bandwagon, can't find your way anywhere else, huh? Not the case with so many of these artists, because their roots, just like Jeffrey Osborne and so many more, their primary roots growing up were jazz. That's what they heard around the house. So for Curtis, it's sort of going back home in a few different ways. Just so you know, because we like to make sure that anybody who gives back gets a big shout-out. Curtis is going to be part of the McCall Jazz Festival. Ann Hampton Calloway is going to join him in this in August. And it's to raise awareness of foster homes. He really has a heart for doing this, and I love the fact that, did you ever notice that when you find out that an artist is so charitably involved, their music has just more authenticity. It just has the ring of truth. They sound like they're coming from the heart. So I haven't heard all of this album, but I've heard a few songs. I just really think he is the cat's pajamas. Yes, sir. We heard Pieces of a Dream from In the Moment from last year. That was called For Real, song written by our good friend David Dyson from the D.C. area on bass with Pieces of a Dream, and our other pal, James Lloyd. Man, when he was on Hybrid Jazz, was that not a hoot? He is so bloody funny. He wasn't laughing, though. This is a few days back. Pieces of a Dream, and I think that Curtis was with him. I'm not quite sure. James was on his way from Denver to Seattle so that they could play a gig, and lightning struck the plane. And they had to land, and when I tell you he was shook up, he was shook up. So had a lot of prayer and has a renewed lease on life. He and his wife have gone out a couple of times just so he can calm down. But you just never know, do you? We've heard our share of what's been happening with planes now, that horrific situation that happened with the Malaysian plane this time around being shot down. And then, from what I understand, there was a 24-hour moratorium at least on planes going back and forth into Israel. I'm not quite sure what's happening there. Sometimes you want to see the news. Sometimes you just do not. You don't want to wear blinders, but then you don't want to be consumed by it, you know? Of course, who am I saying this to? Preaching to the choir here. We heard Jimmy Haslip at the top of that three-song set. Whew! Awesome. Nightfall. With Joe Vanelli on keyboard and Jimmy on bass, one of the best that there is. Jimmy and Joe have had this wonderful partnership since the 70s. It was Stella Castellacci on harp there, too. I love that name. Oh, my God, I love those Italian names. Listen, I'm going to walk over here because this is where I have the information about, do I have it here? Yeah, about if you're listening and in a timely fashion, if you want to see Jimmy Haslip and Helen Sung, they are going to be this Friday. Let's see, today? Final count? Oh, no, tomorrow. St. Mark Presbyterian Church, that's where they're going to be. And then a final concert at Jazzy's Lounge in Bowie, Maryland. Now, I'm not sure if Jimmy and Helen are going to be part of that, but at least the folks who are part of this Maryland Summer Jazz event series will be there. So just so you know, to get all the plugs in, God knows there's been some plugs on Hybrid Jazz recently. We're going to have some extended tracks for you before Christian Dimasonis joins us at the top of next hour. A couple of songs here, both with Chameleon involved. First up, brand new from Harvey Mason from his Chameleon CD. Why is it named that? If you go back in time to 1973, the Headhunters, Herbie Hancock and Company, Harvey Mason was part of that. After that, you're going to hear Maceo Parker and a song called Chameleon from Maceo, the soundtrack, in 1994, just because we like lizards so much. And some of us view ourselves as chameleons because we know in the year of 2014, we have to be different things to different people because that's how you keep your sanity. Here we go, Harvey on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. This is Hybrid Jazz.
Home to you.
by, while the breeze on high sang a lullaby. You'd be all that I could desire. Under stars, chilled by the winter, under an August moon burning above, you'd be so nice. You'd be paradise. You come home to that love. You come home to that love. Shabba baju kemba boy down. Do that, do that, do that down.
Yes, Freda Payne, Band of Gold, Freda Payne, from 1970, that song, remember? This is brand new. Oh, yes, it is. Whew. You'd be so nice to come home to, the jazz standard from Come Back to Me, Love. Mac Avenue's got a big hand in this, and you know what? We were talking about Curtis Stigers before. Freda Payne's another one. Folks are raising their eyebrows going, out of work for a while. But seriously, this gal was doing big band when she was 14 years old, immersed in jazz. And then she moved to New York, and some of the folks who were wanting to start another label besides Motown, which had done extraordinarily well, 1968, got a hold of Freda, said, how would you like to join our label? And then she had the big hit with Band of Gold. So she's been working since, but she's been wanting to do something monumental. And this, by God, is it. It just sounds so right. Got a hold of a producer who knew her, who respected her work, and it's big band jazz and pop with strings on this particular collection of songs. Get a hold of it if you will. Come Back to Me, Love, the name of it by Freda Payne. Yeah. We heard two. Oh, it's so nice. And I am home, so it's so nice to come home to. It has a different meaning here. We heard Maceo Parker from 1994. The song was called Chameleon from Maceo, the soundtrack. I am really anxious to hear what Maceo Parker has to say about the upcoming James Brown film. Heard a couple of things so far, and I'll keep that to myself. Maceo has put a lot of time in music. Oh, my God, his first solo effort. This is after working with James Brown and P-Funk, 1974. He'll be 71. Actually, he is 71. Turned that on Valentine's Day. He is all about saying the word love a lot. He figures that the more he says the word love, the more changed as a society we will be. But I want to know if he loves the new film, because from what I understand from a saxophonist friend of mine, who you see portray Maceo Parker in the film is playing an instrument that Maceo did not play. I could be wrong. I have to see it myself. T and I will go see that next week when it's out, and we'll let you know. But there he is, a 10-minute song called Chameleon. We heard two from Harvey Mason from the CD called Chameleon, and a song that was called, and I always forget the name of the song. I am just getting involved in hearing all of it by Harvey, and there's so much on my mind anyway. Christian is coming up at the top of next hour. He's got a lot to say. The name of the Harvey Mason song was called Either Way. And on the Chameleon CD with Harvey, Jimmy Haslip again on bass, Patrice Rushen, Bill Summers on percussion, Azar Lawrence on sax. So cool. Just out several weeks ago, and a little blurb that I saw about Harvey. Grew up in Atlantic City, born in 1947. He saw some great jazz cats pass through a place called The Wonder Garden. And I'm thinking to myself, when I was born in 1952 and we were going to Ocean City when I was a baby, was the Wonder Garden in Atlantic City right up the road from Ocean City? So this is something now I have to talk to Harvey about, and I will one of these days. Shoo! Oh, who would? Oh, yeah, Maceo Parker is going to be at the Richmond Jazz Festival. There's a tie-in here to Christian Dimasones. This Richmond Jazz Festival, and Christian spent a whole lot of time in Richmond, is off the chain. We've been talking, Griselda, Beach, and I, about jazz being at jazz festivals. Holy cannoli. Wait till you see the lineup at the Richmond Jazz Festival. Now, sure, there are some folks like Babyface and Eric Benet that are, in quotes, headlining. I'll go apart and accept that as long as we're having the caliber of folks that are there who are giving props and their allegiance to jazz. It's really something else. Christian and I will talk about that. All right, let's get a few songs, like dreams with Z's at the end. A few more songs. Got to play this. In a mood to hear some Memphis style rhythms, because I just found out that in my new stomping grounds in Southwest Florida, where we'll move in December, just up the road from Sarasota is St. Petersburg, and there's a club called the Mahaffey. Well, Mahaffey's got it going on, because not only is the group Yes going to play there very soon, and these guys look like old geezers. Oh, my God, when you go to the Mahaffey Theater website, you are going to fall out. Yes is going to be there, and they're going to do two entire albums worth of music. And then there's going to be the Memphis Music Fest happening there. Along with the Barqués will be T. Jones. So I'm going to play something for you from 1962 to get you in the frame of mind for Little Memphis. And then I'm going to play something from my buddy Carl Filippiak from Baltimore, who does a song called Memphis Walk. Get ready for 1962, y'all, on Hybrid Jazz.
Thank you very much. Paul Hatt on the sax.
Yes, sir. Carl Filippiak from Baltimore, Maryland, don't you know, from something that is worthwhile saying. Carl and the Jimmy Jazz Band live at the Cat's Eye Pub, number one on the Amazon Jazz Fusion chart. Yeah, that's a source of pride. Woohoo! Memphis Walk, the name of the song there, and some great cats that I saw with Carl over the weekend, Paul Hanna and Frank Young, and I think it was Steve Zerlin who was also on this particular CD. Carl is one of those great, great guys, one of the best guitarists on the planet, no joke. And I understood that he did a couple of gigs that day. He's the freaking Energizer Bunny. We heard Booker T and the MGs, Green Onions from 1962. Booker T will be 70 in November. In case you don't know this, he was a child prodigy who played multiple instruments. His dad was a science teacher, made sure that in their modest Memphis home, there was lots of ongoing education. So good was Booker T, of course, named after the great Booker T. Washington, that he was a studio musician at Stax at the age of 16. Now part of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award winner, and those lucky folks in St. Pete, if you get a chance to see him as part of that Memphis Music Fest coming up soon, please, please go ahead and make sure that you see and hear the great Booker T. Jones. Amazing stuff. I want to play a couple of songs for you, and that will lead us up to Christian DeMissones of Groove School fame and of so much else. There's so much we can say about Christian. Oh, I see that somebody is starting their lawnmower right now. I better hurry up. I wanted to make sure you heard Integrity Reeves, Stay Away to the Stars, here on Hybrid Jazz. Enjoy.
Over the rim of the hill, can we sail away on a little dream?
Hybrid Jazz.
change avec chaque saison. Une beauté vue partout. Toi et moi sommes juste comme les fleurs, besoin de pluie pour survivre.
whenever I hear a Laurie Williams in that vocal, honest to God, it makes me think about switching teams. I can't believe I just said that out loud, but I did. Three vocals in a row. Integrity Reeves, the first time around, Stairway to the Stars. Integrity Reeves, based in D.C. on the very popular Sing-Off show. Yeah, Afro Blue came in number two. They should have won the whole thing. She is so good. Playing Billie Holiday in a segment that has been filmed in Baltimore. We'll tell you more about that in the days to come. She is really making her way across the minefield of the music industry. We heard the second song, of course, Clark Duke Project from 1981, Sweet Baby. Yeah, we'll be hearing more George Duke songs in the days and weeks ahead. We will. And then that third song, Groove School. That's the second song we've played by the band Groove School today in honor of our guest on the horn right now. Oh, my. So nice to welcome him back. And, you know, I'm thinking to myself, we only have an hour or less. Once 4 o'clock rolls around, man, it just gets real tough on Blog Talk Radio. You don't have any leeway time. So let's just tell you that we have bassist extraordinaire, writer, teacher, clinician, etc., entrepreneur, leader who gets things done. Please make welcome Big New York, Christian DeBasones. Christian!
Oh,
you there,
my God,
huh?
You say
yes.
That so well. And you're so breathy when you say that. I mean, all those syllables, man. How do you do it, Trish? How do you do it?
Listen, oh, please. You know what? You are the funniest butterer upper I ever heard.
Butterer upper. I like
butterer
that.
Butterer upper. Yes. How are you, honey?
I'm wonderful. I am loving life. I am
are
very,
you?
Very happy. Very happy. Very good. Everything is well. Can't complain. But people who do know me know that I do complain. I don't know why, but I have nothing to complain about. Everything is great. How you doing?
See, you know what? I completely understand. And even if I did have anything to complain about, I have learned that if you kind of lie and say everything is groovy, guess what? It turns into be groovy.
Absolutely. Everything is mind over matter. So if you believe a certain thing, if you believe it to be negative, it will be negative. If you believe it to be positive, it will be positive. And a lot of that happens to start with not only your thought process, but what comes out of your mouth. And you know me, Trish, and because I'm from New York and because I was raised by a mother who is just like the character on Ray Romano's TV show, Everybody Loves Ray, you know, words just come flying out of my mouth, man. Sometimes I wish I had a filter. I wish I had a 3-second delay sometimes, a 4-second delay, but it is what it is. And let me ask you something. What is this about you switching teams?
Listen, let me tell you something. I love that song, Vanessa, in the Springtime, so much from Limited Edition by Groove School, that when Laurie Williams starts to do that French thing, I'm thinking to myself, you know, the year is young. I don't have to have a man. I'm just thinking aloud to myself, Christian. You know what I'm saying? Because, look, things get lonely. You're a happily married man. You don't know what the heck I'm talking about. But, you know, for me, hearing that song.
Oh, I don't know what you, no, I can't relate at this moment. But if you would have called me years ago, yes, but not now. Mm-mm.
Well, I'm just saying to you that it, I am viewing things now the way I view jazz, Christian, which is that I don't necessarily view it as purely an American endeavor. I think globally. And now I think to myself, you know, if the right person comes along, I don't necessarily have to, how can I say this? I don't have to have the equipment as a priority.
So,
I don't know what I'm saying.
You're at a point in your life where you would experiment and just go with the flow. If, like, if you were like a character in one of my favorite TV shows, Orange is the New Black, you'd be okay with that, huh?
No, there's no experimentation involved. Honestly, now there's going to be a ring on it. There's no experimentation. All of that was done. But I'm saying, just like many people have found out through the years, that and I'm probably very much heterosexually I'm there. But I'm saying to you that I've been just so put off by people's attitudes, the lingering sexism that's still in 2014. Don't even get me started about Ray Rice and the Ravens, because I'm not going to go there. But the lingering sexism that involves men, I just think to myself, people, as they come along, you fall in love with people. You don't fall in love necessarily with a person who is the opposite sex, for example.
Well, that's because we're real sensitive souls, you know? And
yes.
I don't think you just have to be a woman to relate with your inner self. I mean, you know, some men won't admit it, but I know you can, you know, I have no problem admitting it, that I'm one of those, like, open nerve endings. It's like, you know, I'm a cosmic sponge. I haven't changed, even with all the lessons in life that you learn, where you know you should control certain things or you know, try to keep things at a certain distance. I go with feeling. Everything is feeling. Everything is how I feel, how you make me feel, how other people make me feel, how music makes me feel. And, you know, that's what we're all about. That's what you and I have in common. And you want to know something? I was thinking about this. It's interesting because, you know, we met two ways. The first way we met was, I think I was referred to you from Nick Costa. I think that was one way that we met. But we became buddies, accountability buddies. That's my new word, by the way. I just learned that one today, the other day. accountability buddy. We became buddies through MySpace before I knew anything about what your life was like, what you
were
doing. That, do you know how long ago that is? That's a pretty long time that we
became
friends. And you know what? I got to tell you something. There really aren't that many people on this earth that are like you, Trish. There really aren't that many people that are willing to be your cheerleading section and go out of their way and do the things that you do for every single artist, not just myself.
Aww.
Do a lot for a lot of people, and so many people love you. And I got to tell you, so I was going to cry.
Don't stop it.
Yes, it's really, really true, and I know that we're going to be talking about a lot of different things, and some things you can control, but I wanted to bring this up right away because I didn't want to forget about it.
Yeah.
What is this about you going to Florida? Is that a rumor? Are you leaving us?
Oh,
what's going on with
no.
that?
No. Oh, no, absolutely. Here's the situation in a nutshell, because this hour is about you, and the hour will fly by because it's you on this hour with me. T's dad moved to Florida a few months ago, and it happened so quickly. He had to move for health reasons. He was getting sick at work. He took early retirement. He bought a house, and son and dad miss each other so much, and Christian, through the years, Tim and I were together for a long time. He, at the drop of a hat, moved for me more than a dozen times. It's my turn to move for him so that his son and he can have that time together. So Southwest Florida is where we're going in December, yes.
Wow. Well, you know, East Coast is not going to be the same. It's really not going to be the same.
Well,
I mean,
you know
I'm
what?
Sure. Once you're down there, you know, I mean, once you're down there, I'm sure you're going to start making some waves and taking some names and starting your whole thing from there, you know. And there's a great jazz scene in Florida.
Yes.
And, you know, Jaco lived there for a while. I think Jeff Berlin has a music school there, which is I've always wanted to go to. So you know what? I might take a summer course. It'll give me an excuse to come and visit you.
Oh, absolutely. No, this is the truth, Christian. Honestly, we are looking for a place that is a very attractive way for folks to come from Baltimore, D.C., because we're talking about Sarasota now, so that is the winter home of the Orioles. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of folks who are coming to visit. We really want that. And Southwest Florida is ripe for a whole new jazz scene, too. Sarasota is real active, but we are going to focus because there's a handful of ladies who are in promotion, marketing, and radio down there, and we're going to all put our thinking caps together and devise ways for you and other friends that we know to be working more, honestly.
Well, that's pretty much an incredible idea, incredible gift, and I think that it's going to bear some fruit. I mean, you have a couple of people down there already, and I know you know, I think his name is Richard Rigg.
Yes.
He independently did a radio station. I'm not sure if he's still doing it. Tampa?
Yes.
Smooth? Yeah. And, you know, and he has been helping bands. I mean, he books or promotes some bands, some bigger name bands. I know 480 East played down this place called the Lobster Bistro down there. Now, let me ask you something. How far is Tampa from Sarasota?
Done the research here. It is about an hour's drive, but honestly, if you take 75 all along the Gulf Coast, you're going to be in and out of cities in short order. And then again, Florida seems so big, but if you cross from west to east, it's monumental too. And here's something for you to put into your thinking cap. Are you friends with Jackeem Joyner on Facebook?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I know him and I like his playing, but we are not friends. I've never met him and I've never been in contact with him. But go ahead.
Well, you know what? I just saw on his roster, on his website, that he's going to be part of this jazz endeavor in January of 2015 that will be in Melbourne, Florida. And Jackeem seems to know what's going on, and there are other folks who are predisposed to Florida knowledge. I'm going to get all of us together. Honestly, Christian, this is the best thing to do because we need to explore these inroads for you getting, you know, out of this particular region and going elsewhere. And that's the perfect place for you right there.
I think so. I think another person, which I don't know if you know, Keith Gilchrist,
yes.
I believe his name
yes.
is. Yeah, he is doing a lot with a lot of independent artists, and he's doing a show now. I think he's trying to do something like Back in the Day, which is something I've always thought about, like the way Berry Gordy did his Motown review kind of thing, where you had one big bus, you had, you know, a band and a bunch of artists, and everybody learned each other's music, and you went, you know, down together and did a big show. And I think if everybody thought like that, you know, to bring down the cost, I mean, I think it's a great way to get independent musicians like us to be out of our market, you know, instead of doing it all ourselves. You know what I mean?
Right. Yes, that's a great idea. Any idea like that, oh, my God, that's wonderful. I have to congratulate Keith on that. Listen, we're going to talk about this show that you're doing, but I have to let you speak to a friend who was ordinarily not here, but she had the day off today, and she wants to say hello, and you know who it is, Christian. Go ahead, Auntie G.
Hey, Chris. It's your Chrissy Bear.
Grizzly Bear. I'm going to write a song just about you. I'm telling you. It's going to be a slap bass opus Grizzly Bear. I love it. How you doing, Griselda? How's everything?
It's okay, Chris. How are you?
Hey, I can't complain. And you know why I can't complain? Because I have people like you and Trish and a host of others that really believe in me and support me and know my situation, and we're all in this together. And I just feel incredibly blessed. I wake up at like 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. You guys know I have a day gig, and you know, and I look on my phone and I see Griselda posting about my show or posting about this or Trish doing the same thing, Keith from Sassy Radio doing the same thing, Ray Daniels from GHP Radio doing the same thing. All these people are going out of their way, taking their precious time out of their lives to go and click and post just to give the world, give you some attention in this world, you know what I mean, in the Facebook universe and the social media universe. And I don't take that for granted. And Griselda, you know I don't. So I'm very, very appreciative.
No, I know you don't. I know you don't.
Yep.
I know you don't. Hey, sister friend, how are you?
I'm good. It's so good to hear your little voice. I'm so glad you don't have work today. Yay.
Oh, me too. Believe me, I needed a break from that place.
I know.
We'll talk about that later. We're going to have to get you back on THP Radio, Christian.
Yes.
Yes, you will. I have plans. You know what my timeline has been to release the single and to finish the CD, and life is life. Life gets in the way, as you know, sometimes. And it's I broke this year up in quarters, and I said, okay, by the second quarter, the single will be out. And at least if I can't release the album on time, because I really wanted to release the full length early, around this, actually, in June was my goal. But I am behind a couple of months, and I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to take the advice of Drew Davidson, who has been a friend of mine and who has given me some really good advice on things. And he basically told me, don't rush it, and he also told me to think about something else. He told me that if you release a full-length album near the end of the year, like in the November or October-November months, it kind of hurts your position on a lot of different levels. And I don't know if a lot of musicians, know about this, but, certain radio stations will look at the CD being dated maybe 2014 or whatever. They'll look at the date and they'll go, oh, I want to play something in this year, even though it was released about, a month or two in a previous year, And also, of course, I'm always thinking about this, even though I don't belong to the Grammy board, I should, but I'm always thinking about possibly being in the right time when you put out a song that maybe could possibly be nominated for a Grammy. I'm always thinking about that.
And you know what, Christian? Here's another addendum thought for Drew's. That's really good advice. Come a certain time of year, like, say, even October, programmers are looking for Christmas music, holiday
stuff. I know.
Stuff.
He told me that. He told me that. Yes.
Yep.
And you know what I always wanted to do? I always wanted to play. Everybody plays the typical Christmas songs, but one of my favorite Christmas songs is the theme from The Snowman. Do you remember that animated?
Yes, I do. I do.
Oh, my gosh.
I think it came from Germany or something like that. I know it's a beautiful melody, and I always wanted to do that. These days, if you put a go-go groove, it's gonna hit somewhere. I don't want to do that to that song. I don't want to do that to that song. That's like, putting extra pepperoni on your pizza, man.
But see, that's being creative, though. We need it. I just had a quote from Curtis Steigers. And look, he knows a little something-something after 23 years in the business. He's had a little success, right? He says
jazz has
always been about reinvention. And we have to keep re-articulating that to ourselves, because this is no time to play it safe. No time at all.
No, I agree.
So,
I agree.
Do what you need to do, Christian, and make some waves. Piss some people off. Go ahead.
You know, I naturally do that once I open my mouth. I don't understand why. Ladies, can you tell me what's going on? I don't know. But I do seem to piss people off. I don't know what it is. I'm such a nice guy.
You know, it's because you wear your heart on your sleeve, and there's nothing wrong with that. And sometimes we all swallow when we have to and say, oh, better shut up. Where's the duct tape? And then other times you have to call folks out because you can't stand some of the injustice that you see. And there's a lot that's happening in the music industry. And, you know, forget about the fact, oh, well, you don't want to burn any bridges. Life is short. What did you just say a couple of minutes ago? You said something along the lines of life gets in the way. Hey, what have we learned last year and this year? What's the alternative? This could be our last day on earth. We might as well be honest and live authentically, right?
Yeah, and I love those words. Uh-huh. And that, you know, that's really what I strive to live my life by, those words right there, you know. So pretty cool beans, ladies. All right,
yeah.
So let me ask you something, Trish. Did you get the snippet? Did you get the snippet?
I sure did. I got the snippet, and look, do you think that we should play it with Griselda with us? Because we have to get her reaction afterwards, don't you think?
Yes, I really do. And Griselda, I'm just going to let you know ahead of time. My producer told me a couple of things that I shouldn't play the whole song through. So I was just so excited about the song. I mean, I really believe it's a really feel-good kind of vibe, real easy groove, and I think people will love it. And I got to give kudos to Rob Maletic because this song was performed 3 times already in my shows, and each time I've had dozens of people come up to me asking me, where can I buy this song, where can I buy this song, can I get this song? And I told them, oh, you know, we haven't gotten the studio yet, yada, yada, yada. And Jared was the one who brought it to life the last show that we did, the New Year's Eve show. And I was like, you know, I was really thinking, you know, hey, we need Jared on this. But schedule permitting, Jared couldn't get into the studio. So I asked Rob to take over, and I've known Rob for a really long time. He's actually one of the first musicians I met when I moved to Northern Virginia.
Oh.
And he did such a great, great job. And when you hear this sax, I mean, if you're a sax lover, I think you're really going to love it. So, I mean, the way the snippet is, it kind of gives you a glimpse of the melody, and then it'll give you the outro. So you can't, you know, it doesn't give you the hook. So if you like any of what you hear, the hook is even more infectious than what you're going to hear.
Mmm.
Cool.
Yes. And this is the first time it's being played anywhere, right, Christian?
And you know what, Trish?
What?
You are responsible for 2 songs now. You were the first one to play Latin Jive. The very first person.
Wow.
That's
how
why
about
I owe
that?
You so much money.
Boy, I love the sound of that. No lie. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, this is called Old Days, right, Christian? That's what it's called, Old Days?
Good Old Days.
Good Old Days. Okay.
How many times have you ever referenced that statement in your life?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? And you know what? We turn into our parents sooner or later when we and then we start to sound like them, too. Oh, remember the good old days when such and such happened?
Ain't that the truth?
It's like that, right? It's good old days, and that's the name
of
the song.
But the thing about it, Trish, is not just for us AARP cardholders. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I had one of the kids in school, you know, a 10-year-old saying, oh, the good old days, like, you know, making a reference like, what are you talking? I said, what are you talking about?
Oh.
So, I mean, hey, it's universal. It's a universal thing, you know.
Yep.
Yesterday could be considered a good old day.
Well, look, I've only heard this once. It's about a minute and 20 seconds or so. But you know what? It's got the feel, Christian. It's really exciting. Let's just shut up and play it, okay?
Okay.
This is Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Griselda Medina is off from work today. She's with us. And so is
Woo!
Christian Dimasones. Big New York. Here we go.
Woo!
Enjoy. Hungry for more.
Yeah, no kidding. I love that. Love that band.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you. This was a track, let me give a little history and background about it. This was a track that actually was written, I think, maybe 10 years ago by my brother-in-law and my producer, Christopher Valentine. And this is the same person who produced and engineered and mixed the Groove School Limited Edition record.
And, wow!
And he gave me me about like 10 songs, and out of the 10 songs I listened to, that one immediately had a really infectious groove to it and a old school vibe. And it's funny because he had kind of a similar name to the track. It was just an instrumental track, no melody. It was just a repetitive kind of groove. And I started humming, you know, the melodies and writing all the melodies out. And, you know, I pretty much co-wrote it with him. And it came to life. And the way that I like to work, I write two ways. I write everything on my bass. I'll write the chords, the groove, and the melody all on my bass and write the whole thing. But a lot of times I really like to collaborate with somebody because it's like, you know, the one-dimensional thing, you know, is good sometimes, but when you create something that's bigger than yourself, it's usually, you know, grandiose. You know what I mean? And with Groove School, you know, me and Kevin Grogan were pretty much the primary writers on that CD. I mean, he came to the table with a couple of songs that were complete, like Top Down and Cognac was one, you know, two of the songs that he brought to the table. I brought Latin Jive, The Train, and Brother to Brother, and
love
also
that one.
Give Thanks, which, in my opinion, I love how Give Thanks turned out.
Yes.
You know, that to me is still a really beautiful song. But still, like those other songs, it was the collaboration. And you know what's so hard these days, Trish, is that there's so many independent musicians out there, and the musicians, all those high-level, great musicians that we all love and we know, are so busy stretching themselves like rubber bands, playing with everybody, that when you have a particular vision or a sound or a band, it's really hard to accomplish it. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't really care how great of a musician you are. There's a difference between being a great soloist and then being part of a band. It's like, to me, you know, nobody thinks about how great AC/DC is, but believe it or not, it's the whole band that makes AC/DC a great band, you know, mm-hmm. and it's the same thing like the Beatles, you know, it's the same thing like Led Zeppelin. You know, there's certain players in the band that make great bands, but, you know, you need that chemistry, and that's, to me, is sorely missing in our genre of music. I mean, I could tell you, I can't think of a lot of bands. I can think of Foreplay, maybe one of them that comes to mind. The Rippingtons is another one. But to get a band sound is really, to me, where it's at. And in this scenario, with this album, I'm really doing my best to keep the same musicians on every track. I may have a guest artist on one track, you know, to do a solo or a lead melody or whatever, but my nucleus for this album is Elliot Levine on keyboards.
Oh, yeah.
Rob Maletek on sax. Jay Jones on drums.
Oh,
and
good.
And Mike Gamble on guitar. And Mike Gamble, of course, is the guitar player that's featured on the limited edition Groove School CD.
He's great.
Yeah, so I've got that nucleus. So, I mean, I'm pretty happy about that.
And,
you know,
and
that,
that Christian, that means a lot, what you just said. And here's the thing. When you, for example, if you're playing with somebody else and you spend quite a bit of time in another unit, as it were, and then trying to get your own band together, the reason that folks gel is because there is that time invested. I was just playing Shirley Scott and Stanley Turrentine at the top of the show, and folks used to say that Shirley and Stanley had this musical chemistry that was off the chain because he would listen to her and fill in when she would drop a beat on that Hammond B3, and he would just take it off. He would look at her. He would listen to her. She would do the same. You can't buy that kind of stuff. It's priceless. So to have musicians around you that get you, oh, my God, that's worth your weight in gold.
It's really a big difference. And the reference that you just made, you know, that kind of refers to a live presentation, and that takes a long time to be able to, first of all, be on that level of musicianship where you can, you know, gel with people like you played with them, you know, your whole life.
Yeah.
But still, to me, my argument, and this is an argument, because I've spoken to other musicians who think that I'm wrong in feeling this way, but I always ask every musician I ever play with that if they do a solo that really, really knocks the audience out on a particular night, can they reproduce that solo? And you know, can they reproduce what they played? And some of them will say it's not about reproducing. It's about the spontaneous combustion kind of thing. But I'm thinking to myself, yeah, but that don't work in songwriting, because imagine hearing, you know, New York State of Mind with a different melody every time you play the song. You know what I mean? I mean, sometimes melody and hooks really make the difference in what we become responsive to, because not everybody can relate to notes. You know, we can relate to, you know, words that come out of our mouth, but not everybody can relate to, you know, the chromatic scale, you know, and having it come at you rapidly, you know what I mean? So that to me, that's why to me, you know what, melody is king. To me, melody is king.
You know, that's interesting that she would say that because You know, here is an example at Cap Jazz in June, the big George Duke tribute, and folks were on the stage. Oh, God, it was just so choice to see the kind of artistry involved, and a couple of wonderful surprises, and one of them was Greg Fillinganes, who sang a George Duke song that was a classic. Well, if Greg had turned that song around to make it a Greg Fillinganes song so that he had a different melody in its presentation, it wouldn't have been the same. but to present the song, different voice, same melody, it meant everything to people in the audience. It meant everything.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, the melody, like, you know, it's just very important. I mean, but, like, we can talk in circles about something like that.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a viewpoint, you know. My thing is, for me as a bass player, I'm very sensitive to what's going on around me, not only the notes I play or the groove I play, but I'm also really sensitive about the reality that not everybody can receive my gift as a bass player, but they can receive the song. You see, you feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Oh, you're getting deep, Griselda. Man, I gotta get a towel.
Oh, yeah.
There's a song that I think both of you commented on that I just recently wrote. I wrote it for my father who passed away, called Don Pedro. And I have a bunch of people who comment on that song when I post it or have spoken to me saying, man, that song makes me cry, or man, I love that song. And I'm not doing anything fancy on the bass. I'm basically playing chords. I wrote the melody. I wrote the entire song. But when you hear the melody, it's like you feel the relationship that I had with my dad.
Yes, indeed.
Exactly.
Yes, indeed.
You know?
Yeah. Exactly. And you know what? We could, again, talk a whole lot about this. But, you know, Christian and Griselda, you both know folks who are technically so proficient, but they don't have the heart or the soul to deliver a song. I don't care about technical perfection. If you can speak to me with your instrument, first of all, because, you know, it's a big deal in hybrid jazz. I just want the smattering of vocals. I played three vocals in a row. That is not the usual case, because people of all cultures can relate to the melody. And, Kristen, when you turn out a melody on Groove School, I mean, that's my first association with you, I felt those tunes. Oh, my God. There was something about the way that these songs were produced or written or delivered that made me set apart your particular group away from the pack. And that's another thing that's priceless.
It really
is,
you know. I mean, I swear to God. And I try to get that through to the members of Groove School. And, you know, everybody is going through personal life issues right now with things, but I guess it's starting to, you know, trickle down the amount of people like yourself who keep on talking about that record. I mean, are you friends with Annie Latin Jazzy Rodriguez? You know Annie?
Oh, sure. Of course.
Yeah.
I can tell you right now, she may not want to admit it because she has a lot of jazz friends, personal friends, but she has told me a dozen times that she loves that CD. Like, I mean, it's like her favorite CD. She says it's one of those CDs, she says, that she can play and not get tired of. It's like, it's not
I
like
understand.
A jump around CD where you got one great track and then everything is like, you know, so-so. It's one of it's like a rock opera. It's like the Who's Tommy or something. You just like started and go from the beginning to the end, you know, and hey, you know, a lot of people feel that way. So, you know, Groove School is not dead. Groove School is still alive. You know,
I'm
in touch with
right
Nick.
Now.
Yeah, I'm in touch with Mike. I'm in touch with Kevin. I'm in touch with Keith. You know, the nucleus is really Nick, Keith, and Kevin, and you know, Mike is along for the ride, but we still are in contact, and Kevin has promised to me he has written about a dozen brand new songs, and whenever he's ready, we're going to start working on the follow-up to Limited Edition.
Right, and here's something else to consider about Groove School, and Christian, you're so smart because you've been doing this for a long time. You've been playing bass for over 30 years, and, you know, your pedigree is intact, not only with the education but also with the experience, so you know this. One of the successful components about that album, Groove School, limited edition, is because of the placement of the songs from start to finish. We used to refer in radio to this, and it was very real, especially when we were playing vinyl. So we would have two turntables or three turntables, and one particular tune had to flow into another without making any, this is the phrase we used, train wrecks.
Right.
Right.
So, yeah, it's really, really important. Yeah. I mean, you know, people who are DJs, you know, learn this. They learn this by, you know, how successful people are on the dance floor when they play their, you know, their tracks. But you learn this, you know, in your background. I learned that from not only being in the music retail business, but also I used to make my own mixtapes. I used to make, like, and I mean, but take this, like, Griselda, you're going to like this. I would make not your typical mixtapes of, like, hip-hop or whatever. I would make heavy metal mixtapes. And I would have, like, and I can tell you right now, I would have, like best of ballads, number one. And, like, I would start the tape with Queensryche, Hold On to the Flame. And then I would have, like, Sabbath, You Will Change Me. And, I mean, I would have, like, The Scorpions, Still Loving You, and all of these, like, you know, great ballads. Strong metal ballad songs, and I would figure out which were the ones that really went well, even though they were all ballads, but I had to, like, juggle them, you know? And I know exactly what you're talking about, Trish, and the thought process on those tracks were me. They were me, so I'm going to take my credit.
Okay.
Logan can call me. My brother Logan can call me. I'm going to take the credit. I thought about it long and hard. We went over this. Yes, that is me. I get credit for that, by the way.
And look, you know what? You bring up something here. This is, I don't know, this is an organic thought process because, look, you're talking about hybrid. We talked about this several years ago about the usage of that word. But look, you could fill a niche that we might need in music now, Christian, which is jazz metal. You could do that.
There you go.
hold on.
I like that idea, Trish. I like that idea.
Look, Griselda, could you hear
jazz
this
metal.
Right now? You're familiar with the Scorpions, right? You know the Scorpions music.
Sure,
right,
I do. Yeah.
Do
yes,
you happen
I do.
To
uh-huh.
know the song When the Smoke is Going Down? Do you know that song?
Griselda
no,
probably knows
that
more
that
than
one.
Me. Okay.
That one I'm
There's
not
no
familiar with.
No, is that like jazz
I
metal?
That one yet.
the Scorpions wrote a lot of real melodic, beautiful melodies on their ballads. And that song, there's like a lot of songs. Like even Still Loving You. Griselda, you know that one, right? Still Loving You.
Oh, yeah, that one I know. Yeah, that one I know.
Could you imagine that to soprano sax?
Oh! See? Now we're talking here.
I mean, would work. That would absolutely work. You'd have to do, you know, some nice piano inversion chords on some of it to bring it up to another level. But as far as the melody is concerned, oh, my God, it's a beautiful melody.
Yeah, the soprano sax.
See, I mean... This is what we need because, look, the creativity that has come out of jazz, et cetera, in the past few years has been crazy. And I see that different artists have been empowered by other artists using their creativity, so it's emboldened them to keep on going, which is great. We need it because younger people have to be turned on to jazz since they're not getting the education in schools. And, Christian, this is a whole other topic we could talk about for days. You know.
Yeah, that's – you know I work in the education business, but I'm in the transportation side. But I just was part of something humongous, something like life-altering. I went to my first NEA convention, and it was just like the Democratic Convention. I mean, I've never been to anything like this before. NEA, by the way, if you don't know, is the National Education Association. And
yes,
how
indeed.
They vote on these things, I mean, they've got like 103 amendments. Or I mean, they've got, you know, and how, it's like all states are represented. And people stand up when they want something to pass, and or they sit down, and it's really something else. I've never been part of it. It was so enlightening for me because there were characters in part of that convention that were running for political offices in, you know, in that convention, you know, and they were real characters. I mean, like, one guy was like, he looked like Lex Luthor meets the Kingpin. He was a southerner. Imagine this. Imagine someone that looked like Lex Luthor and the Kingpin, right? You know, which means he's got a bald head, a big guy, right?
Oh, my.
He's southern, so he's got a southern accent, and his accent has got a little of a feminine lisp to it a little bit, you know?
Oh,
so he's,
boy.
But get this. This guy was so much heart. And what he was getting up there talking about fighting for the rights of teachers, going against these capitalist people that are trying to change what teachers do, and all the argument and all this. And first of all, I know a lot of Republicans and capitalist people who are anti-union, but I got to say, when you're a teacher, I don't think there's – I mean, teachers to me are like – I just don't think that many people on this planet like teachers that, like, will come to work for crappy money, spend
yes.
money. You know, they steal things from their home to bring to school. It's not the other way around,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
And then they get crapped on by litigation and by other people getting involved in the education business, which, by the way, I'm not the best person to talk about that stuff, but I can tell you that I was blown away, and it made me, like you said, Trish, the only reason why I'm ranting about this is because of the situation at hand in America right now with our school system and music in our school system. And I really believe that if music was put somewhere on a higher plane, that musicians could live a better life in this country. You know,
definitely.
You know, and it shouldn't be just pushed on classical musicians. It should be pushed on jazz music, for all kinds of music, for world music. I mean, imagine, you know, we went to high school and there was a class on world drum beats, and you know, and I mean, you know, or even classical instrumentalists like you know, Mozart or whatever, you know, all these different composers, and studying their melodies and studying how they wrote, and you know, I mean, hey, it's not enough. There's just not enough of that going on. And they're basically like martyrs. I mean, I hate to tell you that. They really are. It's really sad, man. It's not fair. But let me finish that. Let's go on to something else.
No, well, listen, I'll do this to wrap this up. You know, I'm talking now to a group of people who are based in Chicago pretty much, and now I'm on the board of directors for this organization, which we'll hear more about in the days to come. But they are intent on cutting the violence down in Chicago. How do we cut the violence down in Chicago and any other city? We do it with after-school programs that involve getting out and reprioritizing music. That's the bottom line, because if you give underserved kids a reason to live, maybe they won't be thinking about death all the time. You know?
I am 110% with you on that. Takes a lot of work, Trish.
It does.
You know, it really, really does. But I've always wanted to do a program, you know, I'm not licensed. I'm not a licensed therapist. Or, you know, I'm not a social worker. But I always want to do some kind of program that would have kids who suffer from attention deficit disorder and who are having hard times, you know, at home to, you know, be part of, you know, like a band camp kind of thing. You know,
yep.
And to me, it would be primarily focused on bass and drums, rhythm. You know, I mean, you know, some kids need an outlet. I mean, and, you know.
Oh, my God.
Not everybody is athletically inclined. You know.
That's right. That's right. And we can't expect kids to go to school to have a roster for them on a day-to-day that essentially is boring to them. You're essentially ignoring the creative side of children by negating the arts. Are you kidding me? How do you expect them to get through school? Some people aren't inclined to arithmetic or computers or sciences. Folks want music and art and ways to express themselves. Oh, this is a whole nother side of things. Tell me about your show on the second, Christian, because we've got, like, what, 7 more minutes, for God's sake.
At least.
See, I knew it was going to happen.
This is the deal, okay? Big New York and the Smooth Jazz All-Stars. We will be playing Saturday, August 2nd. Our first set is going to be at 9 o'clock. We usually start maybe a few minutes after. We usually do two sets, and we've probably finished before midnight. I can tell you right now, to get your tickets, if you want to get them cheaper, you got to get them online. They're $15 online. And what you'd have to remember is to log on to www.funatk2.com.
K2@.com.
You can get the tickets online. If you want to reserve a table, they're $25, and that does not include your entry price. If you don't want to do it, if you're like me, last minute Joe, by the way, tomorrow is Kiss. It's going to be my 30th time seeing Kiss. I'm going last minute.
Oh, wow.
It'll hold back for me, too.
You know, I'm doing the StubHub thing, 6 o'clock. Trying to get my ticket for $50, $30, $40. And, you know, I'm doing that last minute. If I can't get them, you know, if I can't get them that way, I used to work at Jiffy Lube. Believe it or not, I did alcohol compliance at Jiffy Lube. So I used to bust kids at Jason Aldean concerts, sneaking cores in the pocket.
Oh,
you know,
sweet Mary. Oh,
so,
my God.
I know enough people that I can, you know, get a lawn seat. And then they'll let me in. They'll let me in the section. So
that is hysterical. Oh.
You know, but for those people who are like me, who wait last minute, it's going to be $20 at the door. So let me tell you what the deal is. This is the lineup.
Okay.
Okay. And this is what you're going to expect to hear. We're going to be doing a few covers, things that people really, really love. We'll be doing some things that are popular. Some things that have been played out a little bit. You know, I try not to do that kind of stuff, to be honest with you. I'm an original musician. I like to do original music. A lot of stuff you'll be hearing. We will be honoring a couple of Groove School classics by request. And so you will hear some of Groove School's limited edition tunes. But you'll hear about maybe 4 or 5 new songs that are on my record that have never been, some of them have never been performed live yet.
Oh,
so,
yes.
Wow.
So that's going to be a treat. And the musicians that are with me, I have Rob Maletek and Eddie Backus Jr.
Yay.
I have Willie Bradley. If you don't know who Willie Bradley is,
yes.
He is actually, I have to call him a friend, not an acquaintance, because guess what? I was his talent judge at K2 when he was in a contest to win some money, and I voted for him, but he came in second place. He won some money anyway, but he didn't win the big prize. But that's how I met him, and that was a year ago, and now look at him. He's got got music on the radio. He's on the charts. He's doing very well. He's playing with a lot of different people, a lot of big names, bigger names than Big New York, and He's, you know, coming down from North Carolina, and we're going to do one of his hit singles, What You Won't Do for Love, and I'm asking him to play on a couple original songs with me. I'm going to ask him to give me his take on the outro of Don Pedro and a couple other originals.
Great.
Yeah, so that's going to be unique. You know, what I try to do when I do these shows, I try to do unique things that you're only going to get to see once in a lifetime, because you never know. Musicians are funny to me. You know, you never know what's going to happen. Elliot Levine is with me again, and I love Elliot Levine.
I love
his professionalism, and I love his stage presence, and he makes my life a whole lot easier. So Elliot's
He's
with
wonderful.
Me. You know, I do have Mike Gamble on guitar, who doesn't always make my life easy. But, you know, I love him.
Yes. You know what? We just got a few minutes. You might as well get it all in.
And Curtis McCain is coming back with me, and he is a big fan of what I do, and he's got a great heart. He's like me. I call him Underdog. He reminds me of, you know, Never Fear, Underdog is Here kind of character. So he's with me on percussion. And Jay Jones, who plays with Marcus Johnson and Marcus Mitchell, will be with me again. This is a drama that,
great guy.
You know, when you meet people that just make life easier for you, you want to try to keep them close, you know. And
less than 90 seconds.
A really, really great pocket drummer. You know, he's not extravagant, but he makes me relax, and that's what I need. So he's back
that's
with
wonderful.
Me. You know, and also special guest vocalist. Now, I kind of went through a couple of hoops to get this guy, so
60 seconds, Christian.
Kenny Wesley, guys. Kenny Wesley will be performing with us. Yes.
That's wonderful. And he's going to be on the
show.
Yep, next week he's going to be on the show because we'll be talking about this all over again. So, yay! Griselda, thanks for stopping by. Christian Dimasonis, thank you. You know we're going to be playing a lot of Groove School songs and such in the next several days. So, there. We love you.
Thanks, Trish. Thanks for the shout-out.
Very, very
appreciative. Love
you, too. Both of you. Griselda, you're awesome. I swear to God, I won the lotto. I have to give you a percentage if I won the lotto.
Thank you.
Thank you, Griselda. Thank you, Christian.
Thank you.
10 seconds. God bless you, Christian. Thanks for the time, and we'll see you at K2 on the 2nd of August. So there. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you all.
All right. Bye-bye. Hi, Bridget from Trish Hennessy. We'll see you next Tuesday. Please be careful and have fun.